This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our next guest says there is evidence that the special counsel Robert Mueller's probe is compromised. He's calling for his resignation. Arizona Congressman Trent Franks is here to explain. Good to see you tonight, sir.
And you, this is great, your new show here. You picked a week that there's nothing happening.
We wanted it to be a really newsy one, so
yes, ma'am.
We scheduled it accordingly. We thank you for coming in live tonight
with us to talk about this.
I know you and others have raised concerns about Robert Mueller. There are other Republicans who say they want to see him protected. They've introduced legislation. Lindsey Graham said earlier this week there would be holy hell to pay if the president tries to get rid of him. Do you think he should be fired?
I think that he should step down, Shannon. I am convinced that the evidence is pretty clear that he has a conflict of interest. His closeness to Mr. Comey is incontrovertible, and this means that even, in my judgment, the appointment process itself was a compromised situation. If you look at where the probe is going now, it seems to be going in a lot of different directions, and these things kind of run off the rails at times, and I'm very concerned about that, especially with some of the people that Mr. Mueller has hired and brought alongside of him, and I see them almost like they're doing something with organized crime here, and usually that puts a lot of fear in the people that they arrest early, and sometimes even if they're trying to do the situation honestly, sometimes it means that the people that are on the line will say something that maybe is not true or overstate their case against their superior, and it has a pretty corrosive effect.
Are you of the Steve Bannon belief that Congress should cut off money or should set a limit on the money, or that the White House should be slow in producing documents when it comes to cooperating with Mr. Mueller?
No, I think that we should cooperate with Mr. Mueller until there's something that is incontrovertible and clear that he is doing something wrong. But I'm convinced that Mr. Mueller puts a pall on the entire process when he ignores this conflict that he obviously has.
Of course, we're talking with Representative Trent Franks. I say we, Shannon Bream. He's from Arizona's 8th Congressional District, has been in Congress since 2003. Pretty much stating what most people are coming to conclude regarding the Mueller investigation is like, where's the beef? Something's missing here, and without a doubt, for all the money that we're spending, and not to mention the curious questions that have come up regarding Mueller and his, implication with the Uranium One deal, and Comey, and how Comey got him into the position here. Comey created this deal. He said that he leaked the information so that it would trigger a prosecuting counsel and bring that into play. And so here we've got this special counsel in Robert Mueller, and Donald Trump is in a tough, he's almost got to let this play out. Scott, I don't know how he fires him. All hell would break loose. I think that's pretty much the saying there. So
I don't think he does. I don't think he does, especially since
you don't think he does what?
I don't think he fires him ever.
Yeah, no.
I think he lets him complete his thing, and I think that at the end of the day, I don't think that's that should be a concern. I think he's smart enough to know not to do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's enough information out here that all puts it, it makes it a bit compromised. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about all the money we're wasting here. I just wanted to get over with, so maybe we can save a couple of bucks along the way. What do you? What do you think? We shouldn't worry about saving money?
Yeah, it's almost tax season. I mean, they're going to get more. whatever.
Yeah, I know, and here we are, and the Democrats are so worried about, at least I guess putting up some sort of guise of some kind of fiscal responsibility. Go figure. Anyway. No, I'm with you. I think he lets it play it out, and what's being, you know, on display here is almost that it's becoming a self-indictment kind of rule. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, another day in the life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. She joins us, and something we look forward to every week because she's just loaded up with surprises. Because that's what you are. You're just one big surprise. You're like a happy birthday, you know, girl coming out of a cake, if I might say.
Oh wow!
How's that, huh?
Robin.
Well, I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But, you know, that's because it's my male perspective, and I think Robin
happy
would agree with that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I can just see it now.
Yeah, really. I can't. Hey, let me share something with you, because I know we got a lot to talk about, you know, daylight savings time, all that good stuff. You know, when I'm in California, I stay with a dear friend, and she's the mother of a close friend of mine who passed away. He was a football player. His story was he was the Rudy of SC, Tom Sirotnik. And Tom, I miss Tom dearly, because we when I was in California, Saturdays with Tom were special, because we'd be at Starbucks and we're talking Jesus, we're talking life, we're talking family and the whole deal. And Tom passed a year ago, and along the way I met his mother, who is a retired teacher, and she's 88, and she is such a hoot. And she left on the desk for me this morning important facts to remember as you grow older, because she tells me at 88 she's got a case of the OLD, you know, and she always comes up with these one-liners that just, you know, it throws me. And later on I'll tell you this story about the, well, maybe I could tell you about it the other day, because we were laughing about it. You know, normally she's up like at 5 o'clock in the morning. And of course, it's about the time that I'm up, because I have to get ready. You know, it's showtime at 6 o'clock when I'm in the West. So, you know, and she's not up, and she's 88, and she's kind of been hurting a little bit. And, you know, your mind starts to wonder, and
you're
you
like,
go,
oh, no.
What happened, you know? And so, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, she's still not out. And her dog, that Molly, who hangs with her, is, you know, Molly's not coming out. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not good. And, you know, I'm going to go to Starbucks and go get my coffee, my morning coffee. And if she's not up by then I've got to make the next move. I got to check on her. So, so come, you know, about 7:30, I finally gotta go. I cannot, you know, I've gotta just make sure she's okay. So I go in there, I go, Gloria.
Tap on the door, lively.
You know, kind of thing. And, you know, and she wakes up, you know, so I was relieved that, okay, good, she woke up.
Get out of here, I'm sleeping in.
Exactly. She goes, what were you doing? What were you thinking? I was dead? I said, well, to be honest, I go, what are you doing changing the routine on me? You know, you're up at 5 o'clock. So her daughter-in-law is here the other night. And I said, well, did Gloria tell you how, you know, she scared the holy what have you out of me? And she goes, no. So I tell her the story. And I said, you know, I go, you got to think about what's going through my mind. Like, I'm going to call you guys and go, hey, tell you, but, you know, mom died. Well, how long has she been dead? Oh, about 8 hours. 8 hours?
Yeah,
why? What? Yeah. Didn't check on her, you know?
Yeah. I couldn't take a chance. But see, I do the same with my dad because he's 87.
Uh-huh.
If we're traveling and I call him, which he does not even know how to work his flip phone, that's how bad it is.
When you die, it doesn't matter if you know how to work it, by the way. I just want you to know that.
It doesn't matter, right.
Right.
And I think he'll look forward to that day when he didn't have to deal with those darn phones anymore.
Right.
But he just got a new flip phone, which I didn't even know if they made them anymore. And I was like, do y'all have any flip phones? Because his last one just imploded.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, believe it or not, there's still a generation that uses them, so we keep them. But this is a new flip phone that's like got more bells and whistles.
Really?
I'm perplexed by it. I'm like, well, Dad, the thing about it, you have to learn how to answer it. Now, there's other things you can let go, but not answering the phone.
Well, I thought with the flip phones, when you...
check on it, you know?
Yeah, but I thought when you... Wait a minute, hang on. With the flip phones, when you open them up, doesn't that answer, or you still kind of have to hit the connect button?
No, not the one he has.
He's upgraded. He's upgraded now.
He's upgraded or downgraded. I don't know. And when we left the place, I'm like, y'all should have given him a little tutorial before we hit the street. But I worry about him. And in Tupelo, when we were there, we had so many friends and family that at any point in time I could say, can you go check on Dad, make sure he's breathing? Because he's lost, he hasn't been on his phone for 3 days.
I mean, our older listeners are going, this is the way you talk about us now. This is the way our kids, you know, we never talked that way about our parents. So we're sitting here going, hey, we just want to make sure it's okay so you're not making a phone call. And somebody says,
well, I'm in the right place.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I would think so. Well, anyway, let me read these things to you. This is what she left me. Important facts to remember as you grow older. Death is the number one killer in the world.
True.
I'm going to let you ponder on that one.
Okay.
Life is sexually transmitted. Good health.
That's for you.
Life is sexually transmitted. This is, you know, points and facts to remember as you grow older. Okay. So you have to, you have to channel your older self here.
Okay.
Good health is merely the slowest possible rate at which one can die. Give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. Teach a person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks, months, maybe years. Health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in the hospital, dying of nothing. All of us could take a lesson. Isn't that cute? All of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. In the 60s, people
Good
took.
Point.
Okay. In the 60s, people took acid to make the world weird. Now the world is weird and people take Prozac to make it normal.
And that's the truth.
Hey, okay. And the final one. Okay. And the final one, Johnny Carson, is this one. Don't worry about old age. It doesn't last that long. So the wisdom of Gloria Sirotnick, and I share it with you if it was her.
Rip this new documentary that I saw by Carl Reiner. Robin and I watched a couple weeks ago. It's so good. It's called If I'm Not in the Obit, I'll Have Breakfast. And
really? I love it.
It's great. He interviews probably 15 to 20 people that are over 90 and thriving, like Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks, Norman Lear. And they just, it's so wonderful because all these people are active. I mean, yoga instructors and dancing teachers, and these are people defying all the odds. They eat well, they're happy, and they're people that have relationships. So you kind of see this common thread in their lives with what makes people, you know, age gracefully and still enjoy their lives. And Dick Van Dyke, his wife's like 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, they have a ball. I mean, how do they make,
he's 140, and she's 40?
He's 90.
Oh, Lord.
She's 40. And they belly dance and all kind of stuff. So the bottom line.
Well, belly dance. Well, no wonder that'll make you feel like 40 again. You belly dance.
Yeah, if you.
I'm just saying.
You're instantly thrown back to youth.
Yes, exactly. Well, but you can't belly dance if you're a Baptist, can you?
I don't know because I am attending a Baptist church right now, so I better check.
Well, you know the laws, the rules, don't you? I mean, because I remember at one Baptist church we couldn't go to dances. You know, and when I was in, yeah, and when I was at Catholic school, I got in trouble because I went to a mixed party once. But that's a whole other story. So anyway, Carl Reiner, what's this is true.
I'm not in the
this is true confession. This is true confession. You're going to make me say the rosary or something for for my penance. Okay. Oh, okay. And the title again. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. Forgive me.
If I'm not in the open, I'll have breakfast.
By Carl Reiner. Oh, that's awesome. That is way too funny. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. Of course, it's fun. And why not? Because it's Friday. And also because we have Lauren Kitchen-Stewart with us, because that's just the way it happens. It's all a mystery.
It's
and
life.
Yeah, exactly. It just comes upon you. But, hey, why not? We're going to make the most of it because it's another great day that God has made for us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I got to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A cubita de ella.
Tocan.
It's Bill Martinez live.
With the Lucy girl. Hey, aren't they the good old days? You can't, you got to smile. Hey, you know, it's another weekend coming up, and I got this that's flying around. My brother sent this to me. It's an open letter to the NFL players. I know you and Robin would appreciate this. It says, you graduated high school in 2011. Your teenage years were a struggle. You grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. Your mother was the leader of the family and worked tirelessly to keep a roof over your head and food on your plate. Academics were a struggle for you, and your grades were mediocre at best. The only thing that made you stand out is you weighed 225 pounds and could run 40 yards in 4.2 seconds while carrying a football. Your best friend was just like you, except he didn't play football. Instead of going to football practice after school, he went to work at McDonald's for minimum wage. You were recruited by the all-big colleges and spent every weekend of your senior year making visits to universities where coaches and boosters tried to convince you their school was best. They laid out the red carpet for you. Your best friend worked double shifts at Mickey D's. College was not an option for him. On the day you signed with Big State University, your best friend signed paperwork with his Army recruiter. You went to summer workouts. He went to basic training. You spent the next 4 years living in the athletic dorm, eating at the training table. You spent your Saturdays on the football field, cheered on by adoring fans. Tutors attended to your every academic need. You attended class when you felt like it. Sure, you worked hard. You lifted weights. You ran sprints, studied plays, and soon became one of the top football players in the country. Your best friend was assigned to the 101 Airborne Division. While you were in college, he deployed to Iraq once, Afghanistan twice. He became a sergeant and led a squad of 19-year-old soldiers who grew up just like he did. He shed his blood in Afghanistan and watched young Americans give their lives, limbs, and innocence for the USA. You went to the NFL Combine and scored off the charts. You hired an agent and waited for draft day. You were drafted in the first round, and your agent immediately went to work ensuring that you received the most money possible. You signed for $16 million, although you'd never played a single down of professional football. Your best friend reenlisted in the Army for 4 more years as a combat-tested sergeant. He was paid $32,000 a year. You will drive a Ferrari on the streets of South Beach. He will ride in the back of a Black Hawk helicopter with 10 other combat-loaded soldiers. You will sleep at the Ritz. He will dig a hole in the ground and try to sleep. Mm-hmm. He will make it rain in the club. You will make it rain in the club. He will pray for rain as the temperatures reach 120 degrees. On Sunday, you will run into a stadium as tens of thousands of fans cheer and yell your name. For your best friend, there's little difference between Sunday and any other day of the week. There are no adoring fans. There are only people trying to kill him and his soldiers. Every now and then, he and his soldiers leave the front lines and go to the rear to rest. He might be lucky enough to catch an NFL game on TV, and when the national anthem plays and you take a knee, he will jump to his feet and salute the television. While you protest the unfairness of life in the United States, he will give thanks to God that he has the honor of defending his great country. To the players of the NFL, we are the people who buy your tickets, watch you on TV, and wear your jerseys. We anxiously wait for Sunday so we can cheer for you and marvel at your athleticism. Although we love to watch you play, we care little about your opinions until you offend us. You have the absolute right to express yourselves, but we have the absolute right to boycott you. We have tolerated your drug use, your DUIs, your domestic violence, and your vulgar displays of wealth. We should be ashamed for putting our admiration of your physical skills before what is morally right. But now you've gone too far. You've insulted our flag, our country, our soldiers, our police officers, and our veterans. You are living the American dream, yet you disparage our great country. I am done with the NFL football and encourage all like-minded Americans to boycott the NFL as well. National boycott of the NFL for Sunday, November the 12th. That's Veterans Day weekend. Boycott all football. Telecast all fans, all ticket holders. Stay away from attending any games. Let them play to empty stadiums. Pass this post along to all your friends and family. Honor our military, some of whom come home with the American flag draped over their coffin. And who was the one? And who was the one player who stood up and was criticized for it? A Ranger. That's the open letter to the NFL. How powerful is that?
That is really beautiful, and it's tremendous. And I mean, I have like a tear in my eye. I mean, because it really makes you stop and go, "Wow, you know, they are living the American dream." And meanwhile, somebody else is here giving life and limb. And you're not appreciating what they've done for you. You know, it really puts things in perspective for those of us that haven't thought about it quite as much as we should to that degree. That's very sobering.
And the thing is about this, Lauren, is that it transcends NFL. I think it's it helps us appreciate, you know, to your point, what you were suggesting here, is that it appreciates the majors of life, the most important things of life. And we need to hold them in perspective. And maybe from this standpoint, it's a lesson, a learning opportunity, and at the expense of the NFL, because this is costing them billions of dollars, compromising their brand, I still maintain that this could very well be, because I don't think they've signed the extension. They haven't extended Roger Goodell's contract. He could be the $40 million scapegoat after everything is all said and done over this, but hey, time will tell, but obviously, somebody took the time to write. I think this was really well said, and you know.
You don't
think
know who wrote it?
No, my brother sent this to me. My brother, you know, is pretty much retired, so he sends me about 20 emails a day in his retirement because he thinks like I need to get all this here. But every once in a while, he comes up with a gem, and this one, you know, I thank him for it, so I share it with everybody. We need to get on to some other business here very quickly as you ponder what I just shared with you. Daylight savings time this weekend, huh? Spring forward, fall back. Is that what they say?
Yes. And how? And I said, I always go, okay, so if I forget, am I late for church or early for church? It's like every year I'm doing those mental gymnastics going, which I think I'm early for church if I don't forget.
So you better make sure you attend one of those churches that go every hour, so that way you'll be on time no matter what. You know, in Southern California, you remember Pastor Chuck Smith at Calvary. The founder of all the Calvaries and, who passed away a little over a year ago. But what Chuck used to do is he'd say, hey, look, don't mess around with your clock till after church. Okay. So, you know, come to church at normal time. We're going to be on normal time. And then when you go home, you can, you know, at your convenience.
Oh, interesting.
I like that. I thought that was a great idea.
Well, I just think it's silly. I think we just need to keep the same time all the time. I don't let my kids get, for something like people going to work in the dark and kids aren't going to school in the dark, it's dark anyway in the winter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What difference does it make? I think
because
they're saying that it's really not a good thing for us to do all this changing. And I think what Arizona and one other state, they do not do.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah, they just let you come to them. It's not the other way around. And I agree with you that. I think we ought to make that happen. We'll make that the Lauren Kitchen Steward Law.
We decided, we're going to do daylight savings and we're not. I mean, how long ago was that? That's interesting.
Well, and if you remember back in the 70s when we were having gas problems and all that and the long lines, they said, okay, we're just going to stay, we're going to keep it light. So, there was no change in time. We just maintained the same time in the interest of saving energy. So,
well, I don't like it getting dark at 5 o'clock.
Okay, well that settles it there. I mean, you know, when you tell Robin you don't like something, let it be written, let it be done. There's no argument, you know. So
if
I agree with you.
Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
Hey, that's the
in our house. It's the other way around.
Well,
but not in most houses.
Hey, there's rules to follow. Hey, what about this Japanese company giving employees an extra week of vacation for not smoking?
You know, that's pretty fabulous, isn't it? Wonder if anybody's going to take the bait. I doubt it. If somebody's really a diehard smoker, they're going to be like, I don't want no extra week of vacation. Sorry, all you smokers.
I need an extra week of vacation so I can get away from you guys and smoke.
That's right. So I can still get my throat patched up so I don't talk like that. People just clicked us off, Bill.
You're coming west, and we're going to get together while you're here in California?
We're going to get together for dinner tonight.
Okay.
This never happens.
Oh, bless your heart. All the way through Vegas. Okay, turn the lights on in Vegas. They need some illumination there, by the way.
Oh,
and
we'll
talk more about that. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, that's a wrap for us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, my CEO, ooh, the master of my CEO, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my token to the masters, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson
your program,
from the brain, seeing
your
the
calls,
through the
your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back to America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Well, you know, millions of Americans serve as caregivers to relatives or friends who need help taking care of themselves. They assist with daily tasks such as personal care, household chores, and medication administration. As fulfilling as this role may be, the responsibility can take a personal toll on a caregiver's health, finances, and retirement preparation. According to New
findings from the Transamerica Institute, 55% of caregivers say their own personal health has taken a back seat to the health of their care recipient. 69% say they give little or no consideration to their own financial situation when deciding to take on this role. And more than half of caregivers are employed full-time. 3 in 4 admit to using vacation and sick days, taking on fewer hours or responsibilities, or quitting or retiring in order to fulfill their caregiver duties. Now, here to tell us more about it is Hector De La Torre with the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here. As the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, I know that you've got important things to share with us regarding National Family Caregivers Month, which begins November the 1st. Now, why do people take on the role of a family caregiver, Hector?
Well, many times it is a kind of an emergency situation. The care recipient has an accident or a sudden sickness that causes them to need the care, and usually it's a family member or friend or neighbor who is nearby who steps up to provide that care. What ends up happening, however, is that it takes much, much longer for that person to recover, in some cases, never. And what we found is, through our survey, 74% of caregivers have been providing care for 1 or more years, and 27%, over 1 in 4, have been providing care for 5 or more years.
Wow.
So it is absolutely a labor of love, but it can really be draining on the caregiver.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, oftentimes, Hector, did you find that the people didn't realize what all was involved, that maybe they underestimated what it was going to take in order to be a caregiver?
Absolutely. You cited the result that we got regarding their own financial situation. We also found that 55% of caregivers say their caregiving duties leave them physically or emotionally exhausted, and another 54% say their duties leave them feeling completely overwhelmed. Clearly, that's not a good situation for the caregiver to be feeling that poorly as a result of their caregiving, not because they don't want to be doing it. It is just a very taxing role to be playing. And in many cases, they are doing this for hours, for many, many hours. 36% of caregivers spend 100 or more hours per month providing care, with a median of 50 hours per month across all caregivers. And as you cited, you know, most caregivers, family caregivers, non-professional caregivers, have a job outside the home, so they are doing double duty and juggling their responsibilities.
Well, it's easy to understand how they can be so overwhelmed. I mean, the duties that they do as a professional, a non-professional caregiver, is quite extensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it is across all of those hours. So you see that it has these adverse impacts on them as they're performing these tasks. So that's why we have National Caregiver Month, to draw attention to what they're doing. Most of us know someone or have been a caregiver ourselves. I have for my father.
Yeah.
And so it is a situation where we just need to be aware of people who are doing the caregiving, and whenever we can, offering to help.
Exactly. I mean, that's one thing that I've found consistently in my experience, is those caregivers really need a network of support. Somebody can come in and give them a break once in a while, or even just talk to them to see how they're doing. I mean, because, you know, as you say, on top of their everyday duties, some still trying to maintain a job in that, to invest 100 hours a month into caregiving, which is, you know, it's pulling at your heart. I mean, what are you going to do? You just cannot not do it, right?
Absolutely. And that is, again, the best thing we can do for them is to offer them help and some time, whether it's, you know, an hour here or there, to just watch over the care recipient, so that the caregiver can get some time to themselves and take care of the things that they need to take care of, to not feel so overwhelmed. That's the simplest, thing we can do for caregivers.
Well, you know, Hector, in light of the fact that we are an aging society, we're going to have more and more caregivers involved. And for people listening who think, well, you know, yeah, I can see it. It's coming. What can they do to prepare?
Well, it's already here. We have many baby boomers turning 65 every day, and that's not even including, younger people who have special needs, whether from a medical condition, an accident, surgery, et cetera, that need care. So what we can do is, as caregivers, need to, you know, watch out for yourself, first of all, eating well, getting enough sleep, exercising, et cetera, taking care of yourself, even as you're caring for your loved one. In terms of helping them and being a caregiver and needing help, reaching out to others to share the caregiving responsibilities or to help with non-caregiving responsibilities. Again, as I said earlier, giving them a break, just stepping in and taking some time off from caregiving can be a huge help. If you are just about to enter into a caregiving situation, identifying who those backup care givers can be so that you're not carrying the whole load. If you're employed, find out if your employer offers any programs or benefits to help caregivers. Many employers have employee assistance programs, which include backup care benefits. Professional caregivers who can step in and help for a few hours a month. Another important resource is the Family and Medical Leave Act. Federal law requires that employers with 50 or more employees provide employees with protected unpaid leave. It's unpaid, but at least you know your job will be there when you come back.
Right. Well, Hector, I appreciate all that you're doing here to tell us about, special month of November as the executive director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. How else can we raise awareness for caregivers' selfless acts?
Well, we need to talk about it. Many times caregivers feel they are isolated, that they are doing this all by themselves, which obviously adds to the stress of it, and so we need to talk about it, whether it's at the workplace, in church, just among neighbors. Many of us know a caregiver, and we need to reach out to them and, again, offer to take some time with their care recipient to give them a break.
Exactly.
That is the number one thing we can do.
Well, we've got to wrap this up now here, Hector, and I appreciate you coming on. November is National Family Caregivers Month. Hector De La Torre with Transamerica Center for Health Studies has been our guest. Hector, where can they go for all the information they need?
To our website, www.transamericainstitute.org, and we are a national nonprofit. All of the information on our website is free.
Hector, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or are treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
back with you, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 before the top of the hour. Bruce Hosconnect joins us now, focused on the family's judicial analyst. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good to have you here. We were just sharing some memories. As I mentioned to you, I'm in California, and a month or so ago, I had the honor of interviewing the widow of Leo Fender, of Fender guitar fame, and the co-author yesterday, because Mrs. Fender was in an accident. And, you know, we were looking forward to having lunch together and just sharing stories and the whole deal. But the co-author took us around and had the opportunity to see where Leo was born. And it was interesting because where he was born was many years. My dad, who was a coach for the local American Legion team, took us to La Palma Park in Anaheim, and it was just the highlight of the summer to play there. And you know, and it was just a fantastic tournament, and I grew up in that venue, and that just so happens to be where Leo Fender was born. It was the Fender Ranch, I guess, and farm, the Fender farm. And, you know, so they took us all about and went to, you know, the museum that is established for him there in Fullerton. And because he was born and raised, went to school in Fullerton, all in there in, you know, in the Fullerton area and community. And what a legacy, you know. So we saw his first guitar and that he ever built, and, you know, because he put the electricity into guitars, and first started with country music, country western, and of course, you know, you had the Beach Sounds that came along, and Jimi Hendrix, and Mrs. Fender had told me, said that when the artist would come in, you know, Leo was very, it was very much about the guitar. He didn't allow, you know, any of the artists to be, surrounded by well-wishers or to come in and talk, you know, or want to take pictures or anything. I mean, would have been really tough today and, you know, everything with social media and all the selfies that are taking place. But, it was kind of, interesting because she shared with me. She goes, yeah, he just would not let us meet anybody. And one time, Willie Nelson was coming to the shop. And she just loved Willie Nelson and, you know, begged and everything, but no way, you know. And so I happened to interview Andrew Vaughn, who did this incredible book on Willie Nelson. So I brought her a copy. So she I said, it's not exactly Willie, but it's a book. And maybe, you know, this will bless you, especially as you're recovering from your injury, you know. So, but fun time, you know, there an experience and a lot of memories there at the Fender factories and all the different buildings and the memorabilia, and that was really special.
Well, he's a household name to anyone who's played live music. I had a Fender bass myself when I was on a worship team back in the 90s. So, yeah, everyone knows Fender.
Yep, without a doubt. So, real special deal. Bruce, I appreciate you having some time so that we can talk about, you know, this major Supreme Court case where the DOJ ended up siding with the baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Tell us about that.
Yes, yes. Masterpiece Cake Shop, Jack Phillips, a baker from a suburb of Denver. Mm-hmm. And this thing has been traveling through the civil rights commissions here and the courts of Colorado since 2012. Mm-hmm. Finally was accepted by the Supreme Court because he says his free speech and free exercise of religion rights were violated when the Colorado Civil Rights Commission found him guilty of violating the non-discrimination laws here that protect sexual orientation after a couple of homosexuals who had gotten married in Massachusetts wanted to have a wedding cake mm-hmm. made for them back home in Colorado. And Jack said, I'm sorry, I'll sell you anything in the place, but I cannot create and use my artistic skills to promote an idea that is contrary to my religious beliefs. And with that, it was like a two minute conversation.
Right.
And he got,
and it wasn't like he threw him, it wasn't like he threw him out of the building or anything, Bruce, right? I mean, he was very, you know, very respectful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All these cases are similar. All these wedding vendor cases mm-hmm. are very similar facts. And Jack lost at the Civil Rights Commission level. One commissioner accused him of using his religion the way the Nazis used their beliefs to justify the Holocaust, and slaveholders used their religion to justify slavery. So they, you know, that's really nice.
Can you imagine being Jack and you got you know, a commissioner like that saying that, and you're going, I just bake cakes. I mean, that's all I do. I just do wedding cakes. And now I'm disturbing the entire free world, and I'm turning Denver into fascism because of a wedding cake.
I know.
Crazy,
and,
huh?
And believe it or not, the you know, the courts here in Colorado upheld the lower court ruling or the commission's ruling, and now mm-hmm. he had to go to the Supreme Court and say, help. And that's where even the administration, the Department of Justice, has come in support of Jack, filed a brief in support of his free exercise rights and free speech rights to be able to choose not to support an idea that he doesn't agree with. Mm-hmm. And now they've even asked the court to allow them to argue on behalf of Jack. That's a big item of support mm-hmm. from this administration. So different from the last 8 years.
I was going to say, you know, with Barack Obama and his administration, we had the persecution of Christians. I mean, whether it was the poor nuns or bakeries, you know, I think of Aaron and Melissa Klein. You know, the last time we spoke with Melissa, she was just heartbroken over all this. And, you know, it was a costly venture, even though there was a fundraising situation, a crowdfund-me deal that covered their legal expenses. You know, that's one thing. But when you take the very essence of someone's soul away from them, their ambition and dreams, you know, it's quite crushing.
And, you know, this this deal goes both ways. If the court protects the rights of Christians to say no to promoting same-sex marriage, it will also protect the gay wedding photographer who gets an invitation to photograph a wedding
heterosexual
Westboro Baptist Church,
right? Exactly.
Kansas, you know, the extreme haters out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it protects one, it protects the other. That's what people don't understand about this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, where does it stand right now? Now we've got the support of the Department of Justice, and this is still going to be argued in the Supreme Court even further.
Yes. Mm-hmm. December 5th, which is a Tuesday, mm-hmm. first week in December, mm-hmm. everyone will be headed to Washington, D.C., myself included.
Wow.
And we're going to gather in the courtroom and hear oral arguments before the nine justices, which would include the new Justice Gorsuch as well.
Yes, exactly.
That would be interesting. So we will have oral arguments in early December and probably a decision in February or March.
So at this point, with the Justice Department coming alongside and siding with the baker who refused to make wedding cake for a gay couple, this is just a positive shot in the arm. There's no decision at this point. It probably puts some local justices on notice to realize that there's a shift, coming down the pike here.
I think that's right. I think we've had 8 years of federal judicial appointments that were extremely liberal, and there are a lot of judges out there who really have forgotten that the Constitution trumps state laws and the craziness that's going on out there. And so if we can get a decision in favor of religious freedom and free speech out of this case, it will be a major, major case. Just as a loss would be a major loss for religious freedom in this country, this is a watershed moment, mm-hmm. easily as important as the marriage case from a couple of years ago, and easily up there with the other big names that you know throughout history, Brown versus Board of Education.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Roe versus Wade. You will remember this case one way or the other.
Well, and I think of what Jack must be going through here, Bruce. I mean, this has been enduring. This is not... what are we, 4 or 5 years down the road that he's had to live with this? And you talk about the expenses that were racked up, with the Kleins. I think it was, close to $150,000. They didn't go to the Supreme Court. You go to the Supreme Court and you start adding some more zeros to that, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And luckily, they are represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, our good friends from Scottsdale, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and they do all of that legal work for free for Jack, but they have to raise the money from people like you and I in order to be able to fund that kind of activity, because it's hugely costly. It's huge. And,
yeah. But I'm thinking, Bruce, but I'm thinking of the emotional investment. I mean, you can't crowdfund me, the emotional expense that's involved here for Jack and his family.
No, that's for sure. You know, since this thing began and the Civil Rights Commission ordered Jack to undergo re-education as to the laws of Colorado and to do the same for his staff, which he had to fire most of his staff because he couldn't do wedding cakes anymore. He refused to, if they were going to force him to do wedding cakes for same-sex marriages, he decided I have to give up the wedding business entirely, which was a third of his income.
Wow.
So he lost a third of his income as he continues on doing everything else. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he's had to lay off employees and working basically with his family at this moment. So a huge emotional toll and a financial toll on his own employees who were laid off.
Well, we will continue to pray that God's wisdom will prevail and Jack will be vindicated and he'll be back to business as usual and even greater than before. Bruce Hoskonek from Focus on the Family has been our guest. Bruce, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.